One in five top Trump officials hold $193 million in crypto, per Washington Post. A Washington Post review of federal financial disclosures finds that more than one in five high-level officials in the Trump administration hold cryptocurrency, with reported holdings totaling at least $193 million as of May 17, 2026. The figure was surfaced by Coin Bureau on X within the past hour and traces back to a Washington Post analysis of executive branch disclosure filings. The headline ratio, more than 20% of senior officials with crypto exposure, is well above the share of the general U.S. adult population that holds digital assets in recent Pew and Federal Reserve surveys. The $193 million figure is described as a floor, not a ceiling, because federal disclosure forms report holdings in valuation brackets rather than exact dollar amounts. Actual aggregate exposure across the cohort is likely higher. The disclosure number, in context, Federal Office of Government Ethics filings require senior executive branch personnel to list assets in ranges such as $1,001 to $15,000, $15,001 to $50,000, and so on. Aggregating those bands gives a conservative total. A $193 million floor across roughly one-fifth of a senior cohort points to a meaningful concentration of personal financial interest in an asset class that the same administration is actively setting policy around. Bitcoin trades at $7,887 as of May 17, 2026, down 1.0% on the day and 3.2% on the week per the live market snapshot at publish time. Ether sits at $2,189, down 1.6% on the day. CoinMarketCap's Fear and Greed Index reads 42 in neutral territory. The disclosure tally was calculated against earlier filings, so the dollar figure cited by the Post predates today's softer prices. The policy stakes. The Post story lands while Senate banking is actively marking up the Clarity Act, the market structure bill that would carve out a permanent regulatory home for digital assets and shift much of the SEC's current crypto remit to the CFTC. Senator Elizabeth Warren has warned the bill would blow up the economy, while Senator Cynthia Lummis recently argued the U.S. dollar itself becomes a digital asset once Clarity-style bank permissibility language passes. A separate Reid bill would block crypto from federal tax payments and Fed master accounts. That is the live policy backdrop. Senior officials with personal crypto exposure are sitting on every node of that pipeline. Treasury rule writing for stablecoins, OCC and Fed guidance for bank custody, commerce and state on cross-border payment standards, and Department of Justice posture on enforcement priorities. Ethics lawyers cited in the Post piece note that crypto holdings do not automatically trigger a recusal under existing federal conflict of interest rules unless an official is working on a specific matter that would directly affect the price of an asset they own. The gray area is broader. Voting on market structure legislation, signing executive orders on reserve assets, or directing enforcement priorities can all move prices indirectly without crossing the bright line trigger. The disclosure trend line. The administration's crypto exposure has been visible in disclosures since the start of the term. President Trump's own Q1 2026 filing showed purchases of Mara Holdings stock, the Bitcoin miner. OpenAI's Sam Altman, separately, was disclosed as holding $2 billion in stakes across OpenAI partner companies in court documents, illustrating how concentrated executive financial interests have become across overlapping tech and crypto sectors. The 1 in 5 figure is the first time a single number has captured how broad personal crypto exposure runs across senior appointees, rather than focusing on individual cases. Threads to watch. Three threads are worth tracking from here. First, whether the Senate banking markup of Clarity produces amendments, specifically tightening recusal requirements for officials with digital asset holdings after more than 100 amendments were filed in the pre-markup window. Second, whether the Office of Government Ethics issues fresh guidance narrowing what qualifies as a recusable matter for crypto holding officials. Third, whether congressional Democrats push for line item disclosure of specific tokens, given that holding Bitcoin carries different policy conflict implications than holding a governance token in a protocol the administration is regulating.